Blog Talk Radio.
Doing tonight, Dr. Sue?
Oh, I'm just peachy keen. How are you?
I'm doing well. Aside from about to put out a personal vendetta on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay,
you know,
I will second that motion.
It is disgusting lately, guys. It really, really is. You guys
really
have no
is.
Clue. It really is. It's
that
like
is
the
horrible.
More they grow, they can't handle it.
They're not
it.
Keeping their equipment up or something. They're not keeping the technology up, and it's just, it's really bad. We
no,
may have
really
to find
is.
Somewhere else to go.
Exactly. So I'm going to write a strong letter. I need about 15 billion signatures for this, so Dr. Sue and myself can make sure that we get our free, our you know shows aired free for at least like a year behind all of this.
Yeah, that's only fair. For people have to deal with, you know, the technical issues, then it should only be fair that they should know and we should get everything for free. We should get everything for free anyway.
It's so true. It's so true. I mean, us just being here should be, they should be paying us.
Well, see, that's why I said tonight when Heather texted, you know, when you said join the team and she was like, oh, is there benefits and... What was it? Is there benefits and salary? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was like a really witty, smart, concise, you know, tweet you tweeted out there, Doc. So I appreciate you for that because, you know, I haven't been really up on Twitter. I've been trying to set my tweets up on automatic tweets, so I don't really have to be on there. But, yeah, definitely.
That's what I've been doing, too, which is really bad.
Definitely.
We
so
really do have to
one.
Interact with human beings.
Yeah, it's true, because I'm turning into a robot guy, for real. I even did it today, actually. I did the robot. I really did. But enough
of
that.
A robot was the cutest laugh ever.
I know, right? It was crazy. But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, just because I look a little younger don't mean that I don't know about the robot and, you know, doing a twist and all that good stuff. That's
yeah,
how I get down.
Yeah, don't let the fact that she, you know, has drank the fountain of youth. You know, don't let that obscure your objective here. Don't understand. She's old, man.
It's so true.
No, Ms. P, oh, my Lord. I mean,
it's so true.
We're
ancient.
Constantly having to take the paddles and revive her heart, and she reels.
That's why we call this segment Shock the Doc, to revive
That's
Ms.
right.
P.
I mean, we're supposed to shock you now in order to make, well, we usually only shock you anyways.
Exactly.
So actually, it works out pretty good. This is like every couple of weeks you get to have, you know, your heart reshocked and you can come back to life again.
Exactly. But I just want to thank you, Dr. Sue, again. You know, I just wanted to start off by saying that for being so awesome and just, you know, doing big things, not only in bed with Dr. Sue, but also on an Intune show. You know, there are no words because, trust me, I've been looking it up. And I've been even in an almanac, looking for words that I could describe you, but I haven't got there yet. So bear with me. Bear
but
with me. I'm going to find
broke
something.
The mold and I am indescribable.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. I think I'm going to have to just, like, start getting everybody to contribute to a book of, you know, words that cater to Dr. Sue because she's just the bestest. So we're going to get the show started right now. I've been on this, like, kick and coffee trip, so I'm all over the place, so you guys got to bear with me. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's in tune tonight. Thank you all for being here tonight. I really, really appreciate it. Dr. Sue, you want to, you know, take it over from here for a little bit?
Why? Are you leaving me? You can't leave. It's your show. You cannot leave. I will not allow you to just get up and leave me dangling here by myself. You're so mean.
No, not even. I'm right here. I'm right here because, you know, I was searching through my email this whole time. I was trying to see if I missed a beat on anything. I didn't. No one sent in anything to me this week, and I really feel sad about that.
Oh, good, because I have tons of stuff, and I actually just posted a couple of the questions that we have on Twitter.
Yay!
To titillate people. But we'll see.
Yeah, we got to have Miss B on the show, too. You know, I think Miss B needs to break the mold a little bit and have her, you know, come on the show with us or something, because I would love to hear her insight because, you know, I know there's a lot hidden behind that little voice of hers, Miss V, Miss Valencia, in the chat room. I know
you
hear me talking.
Well, Miss Valencia, I have decided she should be the one who calls in occasionally to my show and is Vanilla Girl. Because I have a new spot open for Vanilla Girl. My sister's going to be Vanilla Girl whenever she can. But if she can't be there, I need another Vanilla Girl. So you guys are going to have to fill in. And that's just someone who sits there and goes, why would I want to do that?
That's hot.
It's just to give the other point of view, because I'm trying to make this more open and accessible and acceptable to vanilla-type people. And
yes.
Open their minds a little bit more. It's better if we have representation from someone who, because I have a bad habit of assuming, like I'm talking along and I assume whoever's listening to me knows what I'm talking about. And my sister has listened to the show and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Half the time we have to assume. So I said,
right.
That's a good idea. We should have someone on the show. And I think Ms. V should be the one who calls in and asks questions as a representative of the vanilla community.
I think so, too. I think that's an awesome idea. And I think we should start tweeting that as well, because it'll be fun and interesting to get different people's points of view. So it gives everyone an opportunity to join in and be a part of the vanilla team.
Exactly.
Oh, let me retract from team, because I took that out of my vocabulary for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, we're not using team anymore?
I'm not using team. I'm using,
team
staff
is very
or
overused.
Family.
I will give you that.
Oh, my God.
Overused.
It's team. Bisexual
team
is team. Lesbian
team,
is team. iPhone is team. Jordans. I'm so sick of that. Like, I was just, like, sitting here looking at Twitter, and everybody's bio have team this, that, and the third, and team this. And I'm like, really, really, really? No. I can't handle it.
Okay, so what are we?
We are the we are
I like
family.
The family, because it makes us like
we
the godfather.
Are family.
I really like that.
Yeah, we are the family, you know, but
it
not everybody makes the cut of the family.
If you screw with us, you swim with the fishes.
Exactly, or you wake up with a horse head in your bed. Which one would you prefer? You know?
Either one. They're both gross.
Exactly.
It works for me. I'm more than happy to dole out the punishment.
I'm definitely with that. So I decided there's no team. If anyone's interested in joining In Bed with Dr. Sue here and there, just to, you know, contribute and be interactive, get in touch with her. And also, anyone's willing to join the family on the Intune show, then definitely get in tune with us, you know, because we want to know. We have this platforms or our platforms open because we're making it accessible, as Dr. Sue just stated, for everyone to contribute.
Well, and everybody should have a chance to have a voice and to do some, like, I really, this is something I have upcoming, and I know you're going to want to tune in for this one, okay?
Tell me.
I'm
going
to try really hard to get an interview. All my little kinksters that are sitting in the chat room right now can listen. I'm going to try really hard to get a representative from the furry community to come on and discuss their whole reason for being. Do you know what a furry is?
No, could you please explain? Because I'm sitting here looking at the wall, trying not to be like, what? You know?
Okay. In the kink/fetish community, furries are considered the nerds of kink. Okay? So kind of think of them as low rung on the totem pole. And no, and Madame Devilish has just said fur addict. No, not the same thing. Furries, in the research that I've been doing, I found out, actually have morphed and transformed into things. So they started out, you know what hentai is, you know what anime is, that kind of cartooning?
Mm-hmm.
Japanese cartooning, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ages ago, they created little furry characters, similar to Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what these people would do online is they would interact with the other furries. So you might be furry fox, and I might be furry cat, and someone else might be furry tiger. And they would interact as cartoons online. Okay. So then they took the geek part a little bit further, and they decided, well, let's dress up while we're doing this. So they would dress up with little ears and little tails and whatever else. And then it went a little bit further than that, and now the furry community has gone sexual and kinky, because what they do is they get together completely dressed head to toe in their furry outfits. Do you know what I mean? Like they'll put on a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Say, and I'm talking full, like, mascot costume.
Really? And they
they rub each other.
Oh, okay.
But what I don't get is when you have a I was just booted out of the chat room. Thank you, Blog Talk. Love you too.
I'm gonna kill you, Blog Talk. No.
I hope the other show is going better than this. Like, holy cow.
I know. It's just ridiculous.
I hope there's, like, if you talk to them, Imprinted Souls is on right now. Creative View is on right now. It's like, I wonder if we're all being booted out.
I wonder.
It's crazy. But how can you feel the person through the costume? When you're talking a full head-to-toe headgear, you know, the whole, like, say if you went Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking mittens and everything else, right, when you're in full costume.
Right.
It's not like sexy costumes. It's full costume. It's like mascot-y kind of stuff.
Right.
So, and then they do these things called fur piles, and they all jump on each other.
I didn't really know what that was.
It's odd. I'm not going to say it's not odd.
I thought they were just having
that's
fun.
That's why I want them to come on and discuss this and tell us what they get from it. What, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I would love to
understand that.
It's
odd.
It really is. But maybe
even
it's just like the texture.
Kind of weird.
Maybe it's the texture.
But you're inside
what I mean?
The costume. You can't feel anything.
I don't know. I don't. If I was to be one of those guys, I would definitely pick Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty is my fave. Like, I would definitely
okay,
eat
so
Hello
Kitty.
Okay,
so you dress up as Hello Kitty. You got the giant head on. You got her little mittens on. And you got the whole thing on. And now what do? You're going to go and you're gonna go rub up against something, but you don't know. You can't feel anything. That's why I got to find out what I'm not grasping what they do. I must have it wrong somewhere.
Well, I just think
don't
that
see
you
see what the thrill is.
Maybe it's just the mental part of it. Like, you know, just caressing the inside of it, or the fact that they're rubbing on as being this character, betraying
yeah,
this character.
Yeah, it's got to all be mental
yeah.
and cerebral
mm-hmm.
and rubbing against the. You know, I wouldn't want to be the person who cleans the costumes.
Yeah, that got to be.
I think
gross.
That would probably be the worst job ever.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I think that they should.
You know, I hope they don't do this in rented costumes.
That's what I was about to say. I hope they ask that question at a rental store. Like, do you guys want to be furry people?
Exactly.
I need to know
but,
this.
You know,
no
one really
that you're
talks
not.
About it.
Exactly.
So if anyone's wondering why I'm not talking, it's because in the chat room, it's because it won't load. So I don't know if everyone got booted out of the chat room, and unfortunately, are they still chatting? Can you see?
Yeah, they're still in there, and they're going off, and they're basically talking about, you know, they like being tied up, and, you know, how they like porno, and, you know, they like to get spanked, and, you know, things of that nature. I mean, they're going off now. I think we got them started with the furry conversation.
We
you
must
know,
have
maybe.
Got them. See, maybe it's an inside. Maybe we just haven't got the furry memo, and they did, and it's hot to people. I don't know. I haven't had the furry memo.
Me either. I didn't. But you know what? I'm going to see if I can get the towel girl on, too. Because that's definitely
something that's close to that.
For real. She may
not want to do it, but we really should.
Yeah, I will see. If I'm going to put her name
because
out there.
Because I really would like to interview her and ask her what it is. Is it the texture? Is it the smell? Like, do they have to be clean? Do they have to be, you know what I mean?
Do they have to be washed
so
in warlike?
There's aspects to it. They do, for sure.
I said, do they? I have no idea.
Oh,
like,
I know, exactly. This is what it's interesting to me. It's like, what the heck is going on? Like, I want to know what makes these people tick the way they tick.
Definitely. Definitely. I want to know that. So
we have questions, though. We need to answer some questions and get some focus here, and let's start teaching people some things.
Definitely.
So if you haven't learned enough today about furries, and actually CSI did a thing on furries, believe it. CSI used to be really good. The original one from Vegas used to be a joke. They used to do like the fetish du jour. Every week it was a different fetish. They had adult babies on. They did everything. So it was kind of interesting.
Wow.
And they did a whole thing
on
furries.
That's interesting too, the adult babies, Doc.
Yep, we got to do that one too. You're right.
I mean, I would love to know about that one.
Adult babies on there.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good look.
It's very Freudian. It's returning to the womb, obviously. It's returning back to the comfort and nurturing of your mom.
Right.
It's feeling extremely insecure, and that makes them feel better.
Or power, women that love, you know, or men that love power trips. But anyway, let's get to the questions because here my mind going and I'm thinking of different shows like, yeah, we got to get Doc booked in with this and get this booked in. Here I go. I go into my plotting mode about how we're going to get these people. But let's focus a little bit on the show because that's what you guys tuned in for tonight. And we just want to thank you guys bearing with us with the schedule. So what questions do we have, Doc? What questions do we
have? Well, we have questions. We also have a confession. I'm going to start off. It's not really a confession. It's kind of... It's very controversial, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a confession. It seems more like what she's trying to do is just let go of inner crap. So let me read it, and you'll see what I mean. I cannot take another day of this stalker-level shit. Watched when I sleep, watched when I eat, watched when I dress and undress, watched in the shower. And a running fucking commentary throughout... on what else I should be doing or how I should be doing it. For a few brief shining moments, I have had escape via the Wi-Fi, but found out the hard way that he monitors that 24/7 too. If I wasn't married to him, I could get a restraining order, but apparently private space is only for singles. FML.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know what that is, it's Fuck My Life.
Right.
So what do you think of that?
I would be very uncomfortable. I wouldn't even want to use the restroom because you wouldn't know who's looking up your behind, and I have a problem with that. I mean, if this
is her husband, why is he a controlling male?
Right. Like,
she is in a marriage with a very insecure man who is trying to completely control her life. It's
That's
a
crazy.
Maury moment.
It is. It is. It's like we have to get some of those
questions. So I would really hope that, ladies, if you are listening in and you are in a similar situation, you need to find someone that you can talk to and offload this to. Feel free to contact me. Understand that you have to get out because this sort of behavior only increases. It doesn't go away. It doesn't get fixed. This is what's leading up to her being... kicked around now. That's like stage one he's in. Stage two, she's going to start getting backhanded across the room. So I would hope that she would be able to talk to somebody and get out there and definitely don't live that kind of life. Yes, it's scary. It's scary to leave somebody and you keep, you know, and the problem is what these guys will do is they will turn around and say, oh, but it'll never happen again, and I really, really love you, and I swear to God it's never going to happen again. And they make all these promises, and then they go back to this very charming behavior and so that she won't leave. She figures, okay, well, you know, maybe it'll get better. And it doesn't. It just ends up escalating. And it gets worse and worse and worse until finally, you know, you're, in some cases, lying in a morgue.
Exactly.
So, ladies, please never, ever, and that's not, this isn't just the Dom talking. You don't take shit from anybody. I don't care who they are. If someone's controlling you to that degree, they have the issue, not you. And you need to get out. So please do whatever you can to get out.
Mhm. I second that.
And definitely, girls, you know, you can get in touch with me. I'll help you out. I'll get you out of it.
Quick.
You get ugly, but I'll get you out of it.
Quick.
Real quick.
I don't play with doctors.
I just need, I always say this, all I need is 20 minutes and a pair of pliers.
And a bucket of ice.
He won't lay a finger on another woman again.
Or anything for that matter.
However, we'll switch it up a bit. That was kind of like a confession, but not really a confession, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was just kind of, I wanted to bring up that subject because a lot of women get into it and they don't know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys really are very charming and they know what they're doing.
Exactly. Manipulating.
I have the chat room back. Da-da-da-da.
Yay. Da-da-da-da. The chat room's back.
We lost Footboy. Where'd Don go?
Footboy is back in.
Is he? Oh, okay. Mine's not okay. Mine's not working properly. Cal Surprise.
Okay.
So retarded.
This is so crazy.
All right, question. Are
yes.
we ready?
We're ready.
Is too much masturbation bad for you? What do you think? Because
if I
we
have
kind
to be,
of covered that with that
did.
One question that girl did.
Yeah, and I think we had this question before, but it's okay because I never get tired of talking about this particular subject. No.
You're such a slut.
It's so true. It's so true, every word of it. Yeah, well, I'm hearing that it is, but I don't understand why it is, you know? I really don't. That's one thing
Are
that
Are you really
I,
hearing that it's bad for you?
Yeah, I'm hearing that too much of it is not a good thing, and I really can't grasp that, you know? And I like to think that I have an open mind in some cases, but that I can't be open to at all. I say do it until your heart's content. Enjoy.
And that's actually true. However, believe it or not, there can be one drawback. I have spoken to chronic masturbators, who, and when I say chronic, I'm talking 12, 15, 20 times a day.
What?
Okay. Yeah, like, I'm serious. How these people even function, I don't know.
Oh,
like, how do you get work done? I mean...
How do you live?
How do you grocery shop? Have you not been arrested before? Like, it's just, it's unbelievable. But what will happen, especially with the male penis, is if you keep constantly playing with it, you actually end up desensitizing it.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
That.
If you are a chronic masturbator, you do, and chronic, like I said, we're talking, like, serious. 20, 30 times a day kind of a thing. Like 4 or 5 times a day, that's not a big deal.
What?
It means you have a high sex drive. What? No, seriously. There's guys
that
guys.
4 or 5 times a day? Jeez.
Guys masturbate more than women.
Four or five times a day?
This is what it is. In some cases, yeah.
You know why I'm so shocked, honestly? Because sometimes men can't even last 2 minutes. And then you masturbate 4 or 5 times a day. Use that energy on your woman. If you're going to be a two-minute brother, you might as well, you know.
But what a lot of these guys are doing is they're doing it when the woman's not around. So, in other words, in the shower in the morning, they're getting ready for work. They'll jerk there if the wife's already gone, say, to work already.
Wow.
So you, what you're saying is you want them to build that up and use that lust on her later that day?
Well, that's what I would hope. If you know, because there's been cases in my experience as well where people can't last that long. So maybe that's the reason why. Or is it because they're just not attracted? Like you're more attracted to your hand than you are to the actual act of it. I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, the person who can do you best is usually going to be you because you know where all your hot spots are. Now, hopefully your partner, you've trained them to, you know, be able to hit all those hot spots. But in some cases, there's no communication.
Mm-hmm.
So have to look at, yeah, some of these guys, and some of these guys, to be totally fair, are in completely sexless marriages.
Right.
So, and that happens down the road sometimes, too.
Right.
So they're not getting any at all. So those guys I give a break to. Young guys you got to give a break to because they have testosterone raging through their system.
Right.
And some guys are just very highly sexed. Some
wow.
girls are, too.
It's
some
true.
Girls will be doing it 2, 3, 4 times a day. It's just
mm-hmm.
rare. It's not as common as it is with men. Hence the whole point of chastity. That's the reason why you control the penis, you control the man. That's the reason why women will put men in chastity so that they're not constantly grabbing at themselves. It puts the focus where it's supposed to be, on her. See, you would do well with that.
I'm telling you. Well, Valencia wanted to know, what about the use of a vibrator? She uses that a lot.
No, it's fine. Perfectly fine.
You know,
it's not going to hurt you at all. It's not going to desensitize anything. It's not doing anything. Nothing wrong with that at all.
You know, I have to agree with Valencia, though.
10 times a day if you want to.
Yeah, vibrators, yeah. I like vibrators. I mean, yeah.
Oh, look who's
yeah,
getting
vibrators. Change the subject.
No,
yay,
you can't
vibrators. That's all I
now.
Would say. Yeah, they're awesome. I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fabulous. And Madam Devilish just said, what about whores? In what way? Would that
not
be
the
same
for
females? I'm not grasping it. So, Madam Devilish, can you explain, please, Lucy? And,
yeah, we're going to take
okay,
a call while she's typing that out.
We have a caller?
Yeah, 810. You're on. We're on the line with Dr. Sue and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Footboy Don.
Hey, Don! Yay!
The king of chastity now.
I keep getting kicked out, so I figure I better call it.
That is so awesome.
I was told from last night's show that it's actually better if everyone calls in and just sits in the queue because you don't get booted and it doesn't have to reload and you can just hear the whole show.
Yeah,
everybody,
the first time
you can just sit in the queue and it's actually perfect.
This is the first time I've had problems in weeks, but I wanted to call because so far you two have hit on some really good topics so far. I mean, first off, the furry.
Do you know a furry?
No, I don't, but I've heard of it before. At first, I thought you meant the fur fetish. The first time I heard of it, there was a show on Spike TV called 1,000 Ways to Die, and it's a shovel.
Was there a furry death on that one? I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well,
I've seen it.
Yeah, here's the story
behind
that.
What'd they do, get trapped in the costume?
Go ahead, Dawn. Tell us.
What happened was there was this guy, he was drunk, and he was out in the desert, and he stumbled across a furry party, where everybody was dressed up as different animals and such, whether they are rabbits, gophers, squirrels, I don't know. And he wanted to get involved in the party, and they wouldn't let him. Now, everybody knows when you get drunk, your libido tends to go a lot higher. You get those beer goggles on and such. And he ended up stumbling across a bear while he was out in the desert wilderness, wherever he was. And he thought it was
okay, so he's drunk and he's with a live bear now? He sees this
yes,
live bear and he thinks
it's
a
furry,
bear.
With a live bear. And he thought it was one of the furry people and the bear killed him. And that was the first time I had heard about it. And, you know, I was commenting in the chat room, I don't get it myself, and I consider myself a kinkster. Probably to me, at least, it seems too close to bestiality. And to me, when it comes to world of kink, That's just a line that shouldn't be crossed on many levels. And I'm an animal lover. I have a dog. I have 3 cats. I've grown up with pets all my life. And I just don't get it. I would like to hear from people who do, though. I think
it would be a great show.
I do, too. I really would. And I always like to say to each their own. Because, you know, people look at me and be like, well, how could you like feet so much? They stink. They're you know, they're dirty. It's so gross. How can you like it so much? And okay, I get it. You know, to each their own. And I like to think that too. That's just my personal opinion on it. But another topic I wanted to hit on, you were talking about guys who masturbate 10 to 20 times a day. I have no clue how they can do that. Because before I met
Missy,
yeah, and you know what, you're right. After I sat there and thought about it, they have a serious addiction, and it doesn't matter if they're out in public, wherever they are, if the feeling hits them, they got to do it. They just have to. And it was funny because Miss B always said, I was a chronic masturbator before she locked me up. And I admitted to her, and I'll admit it to everybody here, I was doing it 3-4 times a day. And, you know, watching clips, videos on the computer and such. And I thought that was a lot. But after you brought up the subject of you have guys out there who are doing it 10 to 20 times, I personally don't know how they could do it. I mean, wouldn't you hurt yourself after a while?
You can, yeah. You can do great damage to your penis. Sure you can.
You could. I would have to imagine, though. I mean, even with all the products that you could go down to the drugstore and buy, I mean, after a while, you're going to have to rub yourself raw and just hurt yourself. So that, you know.
They use a lot of lube.
Yeah. You got
no, they do.
That lube
honest to God, they go through bottles of it.
Yeah, they would have to. I mean, you'd have to be buying, like, at least a dozen bottles a week, if that's the case. So I just found that interesting, too. And said I used to think that I was before meeting Miss B and getting locked up. But after hearing that, it's like, oh, my God, that's right. Those people, they for sure have a problem. And that's something that, you know, they should look into and such. But like I said, I just figured I'd call and put my two cents in on those.
Yay! I'm enjoying that, and I'm glad that you brought up the ways to die thing, because I was trying to figure out where the heck I've seen that at, and that was actually the show that I witnessed it at, where the man thought it was one of those little furry things, and then the bear killed him because he went after the bear to have sex with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
he went after the bear
to
have sex with it. Okay.
Yeah,
that was the first time I'd ever seen it. But
yeah,
I guess,
pants.
You know, from what everybody tells me, there's a fetish for everything. And
there is. Literally any object, yes.
Anything you can think of. After being in this online scene for 3 years, I have heard so many things. I've heard things that just made my hair curl, and my hair is poker straight. I was talking to a couple of doms here in Detroit. In fact, Dr. Sue, you know one of them, Mr. Sciara. She's a good friend of mine. You know, I help her out whenever I can, and her and I talk all the time. And I was talking to her and another friend, Princess Mandy, and there's actually an STD fetish out there where there's people who get off. I swear, I said the same thing. They were telling me. And of course, this is a small percentage. Not everybody wants to catch an STD. But there are people out there who get off on the thought of catching an STD.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
It's a huge risk. I mean,
that's what gets them off. It's the risk that gets them off. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you're
I had a gentleman
right.
call me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Don.
No, I was going to say, you're right, you know, after thinking, it's the risk of catching it, but, you know, myself, I've always tried to be very careful. I've always used condoms and such in the past, and why anybody would want to even put even odds on catching an STD is beyond me, because we've all seen what happens when people catch STDs and they're not taken care of, you die. That's the end of the story. You die, end of story.
That's right. And the scary part is, this is what I was going to tell you about this gentleman that called me the other day. I've talked to him several times. And the last time I had talked to him, he ended up hanging up halfway through the call, which is not unusual. So no big deal. He calls back, and he tells me that what happened was he was talking to me about his chronic overuse of going to adult theaters. And what I mean by chronic overuse is he's going two or three times a week, and he's not just going and watching movies. He's going and giving blowjobs and getting fucked by, on an average of, 6 men a night.
What?
Men he doesn't
know.
Okay? Now, and I've said to him, I said, are you using condoms? No, the guys don't want to use condoms. I said, you're married. And he said, yeah. And I said, so at this point, you're now not just screwing with you. You're screwing with your family. And you can't do that. Well, me and my wife don't have sex anymore. Well, so this is the conversation I'm having with him. When his wife walked in, turned out that the reason why the phone hung up was because he thought she'd left. And she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one that hung up the phone. She heard the whole confession about how many guys he's doing at the theaters through the week. He gets served with divorce papers the next day, obviously.
Mm-hmm. As he should.
And so he calls me back. And he tells me all this, obviously. And I said, okay, well, what do you think? Like, did you learn anything from this? And I said, you know, he goes, well, actually, what he's noticed is, I said, have you increased your use of the theaters? And he said, yeah, slightly, because I figured that would happen now that the wife's not there to, you know, sort of loom over him even psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out, yeah, he's going, and he's going a little bit more. And I said, well, okay, are you still doing risky behavior? Are you using condoms? He goes, no, I don't need to use the condoms. And I said, do you want to die? I just came right out and asked him. I said, do you have a death wish? Do you want to die? And he said, well, I don't think so. So, see, that tells you right there that there is something there. So either he is so down on himself, but I don't get that from him, but so down on himself that this, again, becomes the risk factor. I want to go out and see what happens. I want to see, I think it falls under the same thing. It wouldn't surprise me if his fetish has now turned to, you know, this whole risky behavior thing where let's play with the STD fetish. Let's say if I'm going to get one. Because what he told me was now that his wife is gone, it's actually detracted from his pleasure in the theaters because it's almost like now he's got permission, so it's no fun.
Right. The dynamics have changed.
Exactly.
It almost sounds like he wants to die, and he's just afraid
that's,
not to
do and that's why I asked him that. And I think on a certain level, maybe he does. But that shows you, like, this is why I'm constantly saying, please use condoms, please use condoms. There are so many men out there who are going home to wives and girlfriends who are, you know, if you want to go and do this, if you want to go and play around in theaters and whatever and not use condoms, that's okay, that's your life. If you want to end it that way, that's fine. Do what you want. But when you take it back, now you're disrespecting not only your wife, but you're disrespecting women in general. So don't tell me you're submissive and you like powerful women because that's crap. So, you know, you can't in one breath say you love women and then in the next breath disrespect your wife. It doesn't work. So a lot of this has to do with this whole alpha behavior. Go ahead.
I was going to say, not only that, you're putting somebody else's life
yeah.
at danger. You're just solely being selfish.
Your entire family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it's not just AIDS. It's not just AIDS.
I mean, it's anything. It's syphilis. It's gonorrhea. It's herpes.
It's herpes. It's something as simple as herpes.
You can just go down the line. Yeah, you can just go down the line.
What about just overall death? And your kids, if you have children, have to suffer the loss of their parent because you're not thinking outside of the box. You confined to this whole thrill of the hunt when the hunt is, you don't have to hunt for stuff to come to you. Death is coming ultimately for everyone. So why rush it? I'm not inviting him in to have coffee with me. You know what I mean? Like, you do things in life, and I'm guilty of being, you know, being out there and have done things that, you know better not to do. But once you get over that hump,
does that.
You have to start thinking better of the things that surrounds you, whether you have children or you don't, whether you have a family or you don't. You just have to want to live. And I think that this is his way of committing suicide. honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's a slow, painful death.
It's a
crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. He's
getting short-term pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's just too chicken to do it himself for
That's
whatever
right.
reason, whether it's religious, because I know in Christianity, you know, taking your own life is a sin and you'll go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in his
mm-hmm.
mind, he's thinking, well, if I go and do this, that meant somebody else did this to me and I'll be okay in the afterlife just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like he's just too chicken to whether, you know, whether it's eat a gun, take the gas pipe, hang yourself, whatever it is. But
well,
you know,
and he's having fun.
Course, right, he's having fun, but at the same time, it's such dangerous fun.
But if we could cure that, Dawn, it's the same behavior that a heroin addict has. Does a heroin addict
True.
Want to, you know, die from an overdose? No.
No.
But you're
no.
so used to that pleasure center of the brain kicking off that this you don't care.
Yeah, and you know what? You're completely right, Dr. Sue, because what it is it's the dopamine in your brain that's being released.
It's
just a high by itself.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing about, you know, you just said heroin addicts. You know, they shoot up heroin, it releases all that dopamine into their brains, and
mm-hmm.
sex and sexual acts can be the same way. So you look at your chronic
yep.
masturbator who's doing it 10 to 20 times a day, is they're addicted to the dopamine. It gives them such a pleasure. It's their high. That's their drug.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, so Derby High just said, and I know who Derby High is, too. Derby High just said in the chat room, then how is that fun? That's the thing. It's fun while you're doing it. The day, I mean, his big thing was he also said to me, oh, I got back from the doctor, and the doctor said that, I, you know, there's nothing that came up in the blood tests, but I have to wait a whole year to know for sure. And I said, yeah, wait a whole year from your last sexual encounter, not from the last blood test. And it was like he was incredulous of that. He was just like, wow, I have to wait that long? Like, I said, yes, the virus can take up to a year to show up in your bloodstream. You may have it now. Just
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't show up. And he was just like, oh, okay. Wow.
Right. And isn't that startling when people respond is like that? Like, they really are oblivious to the fact that
mm-hmm.
you're killing yourself?
And that they're going and doing this behind uh-huh. their partner's back. Like, and it was classic for him, what Don just said about the whole, oh, well, he doesn't have the nads to do it himself. A lot of these guys don't have the nads to pull the plug on their marriages either. So
mm-hmm.
for him, this was
right.
brilliant. He loved it.
True.
He loved every minute of it because I said, do you feel bad? And he goes, no, I feel relieved. So it's another way for them to, instead of pulling the plug because they don't have the nads to do that, well, I'll just hopefully get caught. Okay, so now he's gotten caught. So now the next step is let's see if we can push the envelope with STDs.
And you just said it. You just said what back up what you just said, Dr. Sue. It's the excitement of being caught, and that's
mm-hmm.
what you know. That's the whole thing about why they get so excited, and they can't help themselves because they're in their minds, in their fantasies, whatever fantasies they've cooked up in their minds. It's the excitement of getting caught, and I think also too, and you know, with guys, and I've talked about this with a couple of friends over the last few weeks because. Yeah, and maybe I'm just looking at it differently because tomorrow will be 120 days I've been locked up. I have not had an orgasm for 120 days because I've been locked up by Miss B. And one thing I
locked
learned,
up how? Try remember some people don't know what
you're
yeah, talking
about.
Yeah,
I was about
about
to stop
right.
you
you're right.
to ask
locked
you what
up
that
in
means.
Chastity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm sorry. Locked up in chastity. I can't touch myself. I can't get a full erection. She has put me in a chastity device. And I'm being denied by her, meaning I can't have an orgasm, I can't get fully erect, only when she says so. She has a key, I have an emergency key, and I have not been able to even touch I can't even touch myself. You know, if I see a beautiful-looking woman or a great-looking clip or whatever, I can't even touch myself. But what I was going to say is, I think with me, is since I've been locked up now for so long, I'm past 100 days, I'm going to hit 120 tomorrow. And one thing I've learned that how I was before and how I am now, and I've heard a lot of doms say this on Twitter, and you'll see it all the time, when men get excited, and I'm trying not to use vulgar language, but when their penises get hard and they're playing with themselves and they're rubbing themselves, all sense of thought just goes out the window. And they'll believe anything you tell them. You could tell them that the sky was purple, and they're going to believe it. So they get wrapped up in that fantasy. You know, they sit there, and as they play with themselves, and they're getting more and more excited, they believe more and more into that fantasy. And they think that it all rationale just goes out the window, and they think it's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm doing this. I'm exploring my fantasies, and it's okay. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, that's just the way men are in general, speaking as a man and being denied now for 120 days and how I used to be before. I could watch any clip of feet of any woman, and if I was excited enough, it didn't matter who they were or how they might look because their feet might be good looking. It was great. But now that I've been denied for so long, you start thinking more rationally. You start thinking, wow, you know, just some of the, you know, how could I have gotten so excited over some of the things I used to think about before? And it's just because that's men. Hey, you know, the saying's true. We think with the wrong head. We really, really do. And it's just the fantasy. It's the excitement of it all. And no matter how depraved or wrong or whatever somebody else might think in the right state of mind, it's once you're all that excited, and you're touching yourself, you're playing with yourself, it all rationale just goes out the window. It really does. So I think that's what a lot of it is too. It's the excitement of getting caught, and the more you do it, the more they don't get caught. They push the envelope even more, and all the rationale goes out the window until one day reality just punches them in the face, and you know. There's an old saying, if you want to dance all night, you got to pay the fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
No, it makes complete sense, Dawn. It just, and actually Derby High is asking some questions in the chat room, and what she's saying is, are they oblivious because they are having fun or because they're stupid? They're oblivious.
They're oblivious because they're having fun.
Yeah, because they're getting that dopamine rush. All that matters is that feeling. It's the exact same thing as taking drugs. All you care about is that next crack hit. All you care about is that feeling of letting go with the heroin. That's all they care about. So, yeah, are there going to be times when they accidentally shoot up too much? It happens. You know, did they do it on purpose? No. It doesn't make them, you know, suicidal at all. It's accidental. But in the case of this guy, you know, are we talking about a possible addiction to the risk? Yeah. I think he's not only addicted to what he's doing and the feeling of submitting to men he doesn't know, but he's also addicted to the risk.
For sure. For sure. And I know plenty of slaves. I talk to plenty of slaves on Twitter and Yahoo and some Messenger and Skype. I know many slaves who are in sexless marriages. They're in marriages with their wives, and they have kids, and they have doms, and their wives are completely oblivious to it. I know slaves who have been in chastity for over a year, and it doesn't affect their marriage at all because they don't have, you know, they don't have sex, they don't have intimate relations with their wife. I mean, personally, I couldn't see how it could be done, but that's just me. I mean, I'm single, and I've always said I would never marry unless I could find a kinkster like me, in which I haven't, so I've stayed single. But I also know how society is. They push you to get married and have kids, and I you know, I'm an anomaly. You know, I'm against the norm. I'm going to be 40 in October. I've never been married. I don't have kids. And I understand these guys. You know, they fell in love when they were younger. They did what society told them. They thought they were
That's
doing the right
it,
thing.
Right there.
And now that they're older and they have kids and they're settled into their lives, they get bored. They need something else. And their wives might be able to, like I've talked to a few slaves, and they tell them that their wives give them what they need emotionally. They love them emotionally, but when it comes to physicality, they have a problem because their wives aren't kinky. And that's just the way they are. That's how they were raised for whatever reason. And but they love them. They still love them, but they can't get what they need in the bedroom to get them all excited, so they have to look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. There's a lot of men in sexless marriages, and that's why I try really hard when I'm working with couples to try and incorporate, even if we're doing it without the woman knowing it, to incorporate her into the kink somehow. Because usually what women will do is they'll at first be like, ew, but if you fly under their radar and you get them to make it into their decision and their idea, then it's not quite so bad. I was helping a guy this afternoon trying to integrate his foot fetish with his girlfriend. I said, oh, you got it easy. This is easy to do. Like, that's an easy one to integrate because foot fetishes per se don't scare women that much. You know, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, you know, he likes to rub my feet. He likes to suck on my toes. It, like, that's not so bad.
No, and that's one of our, I mean, and you know me. I'm a, you know, everybody knows who I am. I love feet. That's my number one fetish. And every girlfriend I've ever had in my life, there's only been a couple of them that knew about it beforehand that, you know, when I told them, they were like, oh, that's great. The rest of them were like, huh, really? And once I did it, they thought it was wonderful. And we incorporated that into our foreplay. And, you know, and maybe, you know, I'm a little bit more different than most guys. I know a lot of guys are wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Sports in 10 minutes, I got to get going. Whereas with me, I wanted foreplay, and that was a way of incorporating my fetish in the foreplay.
See, and that's the way it should be. You should be able to work these things out. You should be able to modify them, flip them, turn them, make them fit. Because, and that's really what we're trying to do, is just open up everybody's mind so that when someone goes and talks about a furry, for example, one, you're going to know what it is. Two, yeah, it is kind of silly. And I can't say I'm not going to laugh if we get a furry on. But, you know, whatever you want to do that floats your boat, I understand the point about the bestiality. I'd like to get more insight on what turns them on to see what, you know, if they're tipping on that edge, or is it the furry, you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to know what goes on in their minds to be able to say, yeah, okay, definitively, I think there's an issue with the bestiality. I don't think that's what it is, though, but I'm just saying it would be interesting to get into their heads and find out what's going on, and let everybody know, okay, so you run into somebody who likes to dress up like a rabbit. Are they hurting you? No. Are they hurting themselves? No. Leave them alone. Learn to play with it if you want.
And you know what? Excuse me, and my allergies are going nuts, but, and you know what? You're probably right, Dr. Sue. For someone like me who had never heard of it before that show when I saw it, and just, you know, how, you know, I've grown up and such. And you're probably right. That's probably true. I would like to hear the other side of it. I'm sure a lot of them, if you brought up the point of bestiality, would say, ooh, that's just so gross. To them, it just might be the feel of the fur, the way the costume feels on them. To them,
exactly. We don't know what it is.
Exactly. And I would like to hear from people who are into it. And help me understand. Because like I said before, I really, you know, I'm a kinkster, and I really don't like to judge other people's fetishes. There's fetishes out there that I don't get, that I can never partake in, but I'm not going to sit there and rip on that person because that's what they like. Unless it's something illegal that involves animals, children, something of that nature, because that's just wrong. But, you know, there's a lot of slaves who are into blackmail. Personally, I'm not. I just don't get it. That's not my thing. Why should you be forced to pay somebody you already adore to begin with? But, hey, you know what? If that's your thing, you have fun. And like I said before, there's people that come to me and say, ooh, how could you like feet? That's so gross. You know, that's to each their own. I get it. And I would like to hear from a furry on what makes this such a special fetish to them. I'm hoping it's not bestiality, but...
No, exactly.
Time, you know,
it would be.
Yeah, without knowing more, I mean, when you bring that up to someone like me, that's instantly what I think of. And being an animal
lover. See, and I never went down that road when I thought of it.
So, yeah. Well, I think it's just, that's just how I've been. I've always been very active when it comes to animal rights. I've had pets ever since I can remember. And I constantly give to the Michigan Humane Society, to the ASPCA. I've rescued animals off the street. I've rescued animals out of shelters. And animals are just a huge part in my life. I couldn't imagine growing up without having any pets in my life. And my whole family's the same way. And I mean, I can't even watch those ASPCA commercials on TV without
I can't watch
cry.
Them either.
I got to turn them. Yeah, I got to turn them. But, you know, it's just to me when somebody says furry and this they like to dress up like an animal, immediately
that's what I get it. So I get what you mean.
Yeah.
So that's what you're putting together. Yeah. I can see where that's coming from. But that's why we got to get them on the show to find out, you know, what the deal is. Let's find out what goes through their head. Actually, there were a couple of questions in the chat room with Madam Devilish and Derby High in the sense of, well, how do you approach your partner if you have a kink? What do you do?
Just come out.
How do you approach your partner?
Just come out and tell them.
I would say no.
To me, you would always just come out and tell them.
Nope. Big mistake. Do you want to know why? Because if you're a male and you're approaching a female and you just sit down with her and go, here, this is what I like, she's going to flip her lid. So if we take someone like Ms. P, and we're going to sit her down, and we haven't told her yet, but we need her to know that her boyfriend likes dressing up in diapers and really wants to be powdered and diapered and put to bed at night. Now, if he sits down and says that to her, isn't your first instinct, oh, my God, he's a freak? Tell us from your perspective.
Yeah, I definitely would not. Yeah, it would be, I don't know. Make sure you call the cops and have them standing there, too. I don't know how, yeah, I'm just kidding. But,
from a female point of view, and if the female is vanilla and we don't know if she has any kink side yet, because a lot of women have it, but they don't know they have it until they start exploring. So what if you were to sit down and say that to her, she's going to turn around and go, no, see ya. You know, he's going to be handed divorce papers or whatever else, just like this guy. But if you slide it in under her radar, you have to basically do that, which is start incorporating it slightly. Start doing things like, okay, give me a baby powder massage. When you start taking little things like that, you end up taking these tiny steps that lead towards it. And if you go down that road and she just kind of goes, okay, you know, I'm done with this, like, I that's as far as I can go is a baby powder massage. Okay, brakes are on, that's it. You know your answer. But, you know, if you turn around and mention being diapered right off the bat, there's no way. At least this way you've got a half chance of getting in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if
approach
you've known
slowly.
This person for 20 years, they're still going to turn around and look at you and go, are you crack-ass crazy? Crack-ass crazy, brought to you by Derby High. So, she's the one that made that up.
I love it. Trademark that. That's nice. Seriously.
That's nice. Yeah, I have to trademark that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see what I mean? Like, you can't, if you sit down and you go, even if you trust that person, that's a very distinctively different kink. So I think it depends on the kink. It depends on how you kind of move it in. But if you sit down and go, this is what I want, she's going to freak. She's not even going to think about it. She's going to overanalyze it right off the top. And it's going to be game over before you've even begun.
You know what? And you know what? You're right. You know, kind of think of it when you put it in those terms, you're completely right. I think with me, it was I've always been a very direct person. I don't beat around the bush. But then again, I was just introducing foot fetish to them. I wasn't saying, you know, put me in a diaper or lock me away right away and such. And foot fetish is the most common fetish there is. And people are going to be a little bit more, you know, even if they are vanilla, they're going to be a little bit more open to it than that. So, you know, you're right, because having looked back and think about it, once I introduced the foot fetish, it made it easier to introduce other things at the same time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, actually,
so if
you're right.
If you ease the person into it, it's not as in your face being slapped with a mackerel, right? And the problem is women overanalyze everything. So if you hand them this laundry list, they're going to look at it and go, oh, my God. Okay, first of all, why would you want to dress up like that? And what is it? I don't want to be your mother. You know, like it will just snowball.
Right.
So it's better to take it. Yes, it's under their radar. Yes, I'm teaching men to manipulate women, but to a certain degree, it has to be done that way, because you can't just sit down and go, I want to be diapered.
Right, and you know you're correct. You just said women overanalyze things, and I've always said that men see things black and white, and women see all spectrums of the rainbow.
They do. That's the major difference between men and women. I've told women that. When a guy says to you it was just sex, I'm not saying condone the cheating at all. Hell no. But when he says it's just sex, it was. They can't conceive of it. They're just like, oh, okay. And we've done this. Ms. P's been on this too.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, I think I'll be open to anything pretty much, not anything, but pretty much, you know, as long as it's approached, you know, I'm approached in a certain way, because you just can't tell me stuff, because I'd be ready to fight, you know. I'd be ready to pull out.
Would get your back up automatically.
Yeah, it would, because I just feel like, you know, that's how you're going to tell me? This is how I'm going to find out about something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me do the shocking, okay? Don't shock me. No.
You see how if he were to come to you, though, and say, give me a baby powder massage, that wouldn't bother you, would it?
No, it wouldn't. I'd be like, all right. You know,
there
and
you
being
go.
Someone who makes, you know, bath and body products, I'd be like, you want me to make you a bar?
Oh, my God.
You know?
It would be unbelievable. It would be like mood setters times a billion.
Sexual mood setters episode happening in Ms. P's house.
Well, we already have the naughty one.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Because one of the supporters of the show had said to me the other day, yeah, Dr. Sue, she's so awesome and she's so funny. You said, what was it? The something hole? What was it? The pee hole? Or what was that hole?
God only knows. I say
it was
so many
a hole that
he
was telling me about.
Anything.
Sissy hole or something like that.
Oh,
and
glory hole. Glory
the glory hole. And
oh,
they was like, how could you mess that up? And I'm like, I didn't know, okay? I learned. When I'm on, when Dr. Sue's on the show, I'm learning as well, okay? And then
there
she said,
go.
Oh, remember that time when you were saying that it was so hot you was going to be walking around with nothing on, and Dr. Sue says, hey, it's okay, calling all the neighbors. I said, leave it to Dr. Sue, for real, seriously. But that was totally off topic, but...
The coffee's kicking in again.
Yeah, I just was trying to steer the attention away from me a little bit, I guess, you know, so I went there. But, yeah, definitely. But I love the fact that, Dawn, you called in, because now I get to see how sexy your voice is. I didn't know.
Oh, wow,
so,
thank you.
So thanks for hearing that with
me. Yeah,
you
haven't called in on Ms. P's show before.
No, I didn't know. I swear, I did not know.
I tried one time, and I couldn't get through. No matter how hard I tried, my call kept getting dropped, and that's the problem where I live.
Oh, what else?
I'm usually upstairs in my bedroom. I live out in the sticks from Detroit, and I got a bunch of trees around me. So sometimes my phone calls, I'll be talking to a friend, the next thing you know, I'm like, hello, and my call gets dropped.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm blessed tonight. We're blessed with your essence and your presence. So, and I also want to give you a big thumbs up. Thank you for always can supporting Dr. Sue and my shows, and for, you know, sharing your story with us as far as, like, you know, being locked down in chastity. Because if I was going to be locked down in chastity, you need to lock down the upper and the bottom. For me, because I will find a way to, I'll be like probably one of those fur babies, be ready to rub up on something. If I could still use the top of me, I'm rubbing them on something.
you would be very surprised, and Dr. Sue had a show on chastity a couple weeks ago when I was on it, and you'd be surprised, it really is a two-week hump. Once you get over that initial 2 weeks, your mindset just begins to rewire. And Miss B always says there are several different levels of chastity. And you just start thinking differently. You just start seeing everything more clearly. And believe it or not, when, you know, she's offered me, she's like, well, maybe you should have a cum session. And I'm like, no, I don't want a cum session. You know, keep me locked up. Yeah, you know, it's the fun of it all. Like I said, you really have to go through a different rewiring. Your brain is going to be completely rewired than anything you knew before. And like I said earlier, you know, I would have considered myself a compulsive masturbator. I was doing it 3-4 times a day. And I had to do it 3-4 times a day because I just get that urge and I couldn't stop thinking about it. But now that it's going to be 120 days tomorrow, I don't think about that anymore. And it's really made me open my eyes to a lot of things in life. And it's helped me realize what's important and what's just fantasy and what it takes to be a true submissive and what it really takes to serve a true female supremacist. So.
Mm-hmm. I say the monks do it and they clear mind. You know what I mean? Like, if you really look at those certain religions, like, they're purifying themselves from, you know, certain foods. They stay fast. They don't have sex. They don't do anything. And they just see life on a whole different perspective where
materialistic
things.
Well, because it focuses the mind.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done a year and change of not being sexual, but I don't know if I can go down that road no more. You know, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm just, you know. But yeah, like, I don't think I know I can
again.
If I focus, but I don't want to.
Well, I will tell you what.
You're a slut.
I am a slut.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been into the fetish BDSM community since I was 21 when I had my first live session. Always thought about it beforehand, having fantasies. Never got experience to chastity. I'm going to be 40 in October, so I'm 39 now, and I just got locked away this year from Miss B. I never even thought about it. Yeah, I've told her many times, if somebody would have told me last summer that I was going to love chastity and think it was a great submissive tool, I would laugh in your face and said you're nuts.
Right.
But once you get into that mindset, it really opens your eyes to a lot of things. And it really, you know, like you just, you know, both of you just said, it really purifies a lot of things in your mind. It really opens your eyes and brings you to another plane of thinking. And I'm not trying to get.
Well, we have another caller sitting on the line. Go with that caller, seriously, because Don can stay on. Don, stay on. Hit the other caller. It's Madam Devilish.
All right, let's do the damn thing, Madam Devilish.
Oh, I want to hear her voice.
Me too. I can't wait. Come on, let's bring her on. Where is she?
It's sexy, baby.
Where is she?
Press one, Madam Devilish.
Press one. Can she press one?
She's like private. She's privating me on the chat and everything, saying you have a call. Like, I'm in the queue.
Okay, so is okay.
Tell her to tell us her area code
843, because that's the only other number there. Is it 843, Madam Devilish?
I have no idea. Try it.
I know she's calling internationally.
Okay. Yeah, so because she's in Britain.
Well, that's the only call on the line. Cola, you're on the air with Dr. Sue, Miss P, and Don.
Hello?
Hello?
This is not Madam Devilish. You put me on. It's Phoenix. I was listening.
Hey, Phoenix.
I'm just listening. Let's
oh, okay. Good. We were trying to figure it out. That's all that was. We're doing good. So what's your intake of this conversation this evening, Phoenix?
Y'all just wild tonight. That's all I know. Like, I'm just listening, and I'm like, they talking about furries, and instantly I did think back to that CSI episode with the
thank you. You saw it. Thank
having
you.
Having that party, and it was just awkward, you know, but, yeah, y'all off the chain tonight. But it's cool. I'm just listening. You know,
CSI, all those shows, they all want to make us out that we're dirtiest and devious. And
actually, no, you know what? CSI, to be fair, Don, CSI did a very good job of presenting absolutely every fetish they covered. They did really well.
Okay. Okay.
I will give them
that.
Yes, you're right. They usually do.
Yeah, because I saw Law & Order SVU, and I usually love that show, and I watched it, but they did an episode where a kid who was in his young 20s had a foot fetish, and he ended up killing this Asian girl and cutting off one of her feet, and it just made everybody who had a foot fetish look like a, yeah, just look like a devious, you know, arch criminal. It's like, I've
never thought about that. You have feet in your freezer, Dawn.
You know?
Imagine.
That's how
Don't
he gets his
that.
Teeth on. See, when there's no one around, he grabs the frozen feet.
Oh, Lordy.
No, I just, you know, just in my mind,
wow.
You know, I sit there and it's just, I am just so submissive, and I love and respect women so much, I couldn't even begin to think about hurting one of them, you know, to happy them, or, you know.
I'm teasing
just,
you, man. I'm teasing you.
I know. I'm just saying, that episode just made me so mad. I was like, oh, my
I
God,
know.
Made everybody looks like a foot fetish, and we all know that's like one of the top-rated shows in the country, and you just made all of us
and
look
they
like
portray
a
everybody looking
criminal.
Like freaks, yeah.
Exactly.
Is there anybody
you know.
In the queue now? Because she says she's
no.
there.
I don't see her, and it could be blocked.
She says she's
so
trying
don't...
to call through on Skype, though.
No,
oh,
and
see,
Skype always has problems, yeah.
I think that's the issue. You know, tell her to try
one
she
more said
time.
There's no way to press one.
Yeah.
But I've
unless,
had Skype callers
call
before.
Her
I don't know how they
phone.
Do it.
Yeah, she'll
she
have
can't.
To call on a regular phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't,
she can't.
Do
she's
Skype
in Britain.
When the show's... You know, I'm just
Yahoo
so sorry about this whole situation because for some reason Skype
disappears.
She should
disappears. Be able to get through. That's crazy.
Yeah, Skype disappears, and Blog Talk told me that they actually took... Let me see. Hold on. Madam Devilish?
Hey, can you hear us?
Yay!
Hey, shake the ass me.
Woo-hoo! Woo! We turned it up tonight on In Tune Show.
Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Woohoo! I thought Woo-hoo. I'd try and then see if I could get this to work. I didn't know if I needed like a number or what, but I've just got the international number for like night slits, so I don't know if that's why it's working or what. So. But I'm over the moon. I got to call you. So, guys, what do you think of my voice?
I
she just
awesome.
Said, what do you think of my voice?
I think your
I think
voice
I can barely awesome. Hear her, but, yeah, I think it's awesome. And I've told her before, you know,
and
when
yeah,
I
no.
listen to English and Irish women talk, it just or Australian, it just makes me melt when you hear that accent. You're just like,
Yeah, definitely. I'm in love, too. I have a fetish for your voice. Can
oh,
you put buddy. It in a box and send it to me?
Look.
Yeah.
She wants to rub against it with fur.
Yeah, I want to rub against
make,
it.
Make a, yeah.
I want to rub my top against it.
Make a recording and send it to
version.
Me.
I've got a really actually cool idea. I know how you said about the frozen feet idea, but this is my original idea, so I'm going to reveal it on here.
Okay.
If you guys look at my wish list, what I've got, is like modeling materials, and I'm going to do a custom video of a feet mold, and I'm going to sell it on eBand.
Okay, so you're doing what? You're doing sculpting?
What I'm going to do like a demo, basically, of like my feet. So
okay, yeah.
I get it. That's cool.
So,
yeah, I've actually seen that on Real Sex before.
I don't know. If
it's sort of like clone a willy. You're cloning your feet.
Yeah. So, but obviously, I don't know if the guys will go for it or not. But the thing is, I can make like latex out of it. So
mm-hmm.
the guys can potentially come on my feet without being there.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really thinking.
I've heard of that before.
That's really
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. That's really, yeah.
How much are
and
you selling
any,
those for?
Yeah.
I haven't decided. I haven't even done it yet, but that's the thing. I need a board off my wish list, guys. I'm not paying for the material, so someone's going to have to settle.
So Madam Devilis, is what she's doing is shameless self-promotion. Someone
oh,
buy her
fine.
The modeling stuff off of her wish list.
What?
are.
That's totally fine. I'll help you tweet that and promote that and whatever. I mean, why not?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what family's for.
This is the thing is, I've revealed it on here because I don't want other doms nicking the idea and saying, oh, I did it first, fuck this, or that, because I haven't seen it. I've looked on countless clips. Like,
no, it's good.
I haven't seen it. So,
nope. So, okay, so what you're saying is, okay, this is officially Madame Devilish's copyright. You
yes,
cannot
yes.
take her idea as of right now.
Yeah, dumb-wise, anyways.
Well, you know, sooner if it takes off, you know, sooner or later, some dom out there in the sea.
Oh, they'll steal it eventually.
I know that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just, Don, how much do you think it would go for, honestly?
Well, what would
you
pay for it, Don?
Well, here's the thing with E-band. E-band, there's just so many cheapskates on there. And,
That's true.
The big thing is you're gonna want to make sure you get your money back, whatever you put in the making this, whatever the cost of materials is and such like that. It would all depend. It really depends. It really does. How much, you know, is it a dom who you know of, who makes clips, who's a big dom? Is it somebody you've bought from before and you know that they're legit and, you know, they really truly have great feet or stinky feet, whatever you're into. Now, Madame Devilish, I know you. If you put a gun to my head right now and said how much would I pay for it, I'd say $100.
That sounds like a nice round number.
I think that's pretty cool. I was just wondering. But I'd love to know how much it would be if it was, like, say, Miss B's or... Kiera's kind of thing, because I think it would be kind of at bare minimum the 250 mark. So, saying that, I'll ask Don that question. How much would you pay for a mold of Miss B's feet?
Well, you know, if Miss B offered me something like that, I mean, the price would probably be astronomical. Honestly, she'd probably charge me something like $200 to $300. And but you know, I'm her slave. You know, I've been locked up. You know, it's just that's the problem with E-band. You're going to get a lot of guys on there who's going to try to lowball you. You know, and that's the problem with the scene. You got a lot of winkers out there that are trying to get something for nothing. And that's why a lot of doms don't use E-band anymore. Because, you know, they'd go on there and they'd sell their dirty socks and shoes and, you know, they'd list them at $20 and you got guys on there that want to go lower than that. You know, it's just, you know, That's what's happened with the scene in the last 5 years. It just becomes oversaturated with too many doms and too many wankers and, you know, unfortunately it's the cold, harsh reality.
Yeah, well, scene has seen, like, even gone down even since I kind of got introduced, and that was like 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still a newbie, but, like, Facebook's, like, it's where I started. And all you do, you can see, honestly, for every single slave I talk to on Facebook that have given me a tribute, there's at least 200 that haven't. Do you know what I mean? What's the point of even Facebook if it's, do you know what I mean? That's the case the way it was. Whereas when I first started, it was, say, 1 in 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making in easy £200-300 every couple of days.
Okay.
And that was a newbie, and that went way downhill. Some days it's nothing. Some days it's more. It just, it completely getting very, it's not very good, to be honest. They're just not what it was. Not as kinky as that, which I don't like. Too many are turning up and just thinking that domination is for them, but, oh no, but we really want to shag with mistress. And it's like, no, don't think so.
Well, I think what you got to remember too, you know, a lot of these doms, okay, let's take Miss B for example. And she's got a lot of slaves, such as myself, and I can name off three others that I know of for sure, and she has others that
remain their privacy and such. We pay regular tributes, and we try to give whatever we can because we've just built up that rapport with her. And, you know, we think she's great, and we want to do whatever we can. But, you know, she'll get a lot of drive-bys, too. And that's the thing about this scene. You're going to get a lot of guys who they get drunk or, you know, all of a sudden they're excited and they want to have a quick 5-minute fix or whatever it is. They get all excited, they contact a dom, they get their rocks off, and then they're gone. They're really not true slaves. They're more fetishes. They're more into the moment. And you know, and if you went and talked to some of these doms, and I know they wouldn't admit it publicly on Twitter or any other forum, but if you talk to them in private, they'll tell you the same thing. There's some days they make money hand over fist, and other days where they're on the computer all day and they're lucky if they make $100.
I'll say that now, that's true. I've just said it about Facebook. It's true on every single site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bothered. I'll tell it how it is, but that's me. That's how I will always be.
Mm-hmm.
With the fetish scene, I think it's kind of how you've got to be. You've got to be blunt, you've got to be to the point, and you've got to be the same with slaves, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know what Dr. Sue's kind of reaction would be, the fact that I am so straightforward and kind of in your face kind of thing. I don't know if guys don't like it or what, but that's just my way of working and my opinion kind of thing.
Well, you know, when it comes to a lot of subs out there, you got to take them by case-by-case basis, and you got to eliminate who the wanker is. You know, we've talked about before, this scene is so oversaturated with doms, and you know, a true sub has to weed through a haystack to find that needle. And it's the same with doms. You got to weed through the haystack to find that needle, find that one true slut, true sub. And you got to find out what makes them tick. And when you got doms like Miss B, and there's other doms out there like her good friend Goddess Kai and such, they'll take the time. They'll learn what a guy, they'll learn what the sub likes. And true, you should always stay true to who you are, what style you like, but at the same time, incorporate that, take it slowly, and build it into that relationship. Because when I first approached Miss B, I was just a hopeless foot slut, and I fell in love with her feet. And since then, she has molded me into what she really loves, which is chastity and cuckolding and things like that. It just takes time, and I think that's the problem with the scene. There's a lot of impatience. There's a lot of wanting the big payoff right now.
So, guys, you know, I'm sorry to cut in between, but we're a little over by like 30 minutes.
Okay, I was going to say, you've been on pretty long tonight.
Yeah, we've been over like 30, and I know everyone's calling from a distance, especially Sue and, you know, things of that nature. So we're going to have to cut it short. I'm so sorry to do that, but definitely keep us posted. You know, Madam Devilish, on your endeavors, so we can definitely support it. And I really do appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. And, of course, you too, Dawn. Dawn, I'm sorry. And I'm saying Dawn because in my accent, but I'm really saying Dawn.
Well,
that's okay. Miss B calls me Dawn, D-A-W-N, so.
Yeah, so I think
you actually have it right.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Thank you so much, Mistress Devilish. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Dr. Sue. So, you know, our show went a little bit over tonight, and I do apologize about that. But, you know.
And we didn't get a chance to get to that other question, but we have tons of questions, so you have to tune in. When is our next show?
Our next show, and I don't even have my calendar up or anything like that. I will tweet it right now. I will tweet it out there so you guys can know. I just want to thank all you guys for, you know, tuning in tonight and sharing your concepts and your thoughts. And as usual, just being in tune. When is your next show, Doc?
My next show is August 21st. We're going to be redoing the Financial Domination show because it did turn into a little bit of a bitch fest. So me and Mistress Kiara and Joe will be discussing the whole Financial Domination thing again.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
definitely.
I have to hunt some furries.
Yeah, definitely. So if anyone knows of anyone or come across anything,
yeah,
by accident.
Furries, anybody who knows a furry or is someone who's in the furry community, get in touch with me at Dr. Sue on Twitter, or you can hit up my website, thedrsuereview.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook, The Dr. Sue Review, after Facebook.
Definitely.
Or just find me. You can find me.
Just put in Dr. Sue. It's going to come up. Definitely. Just do it. In bed
just
with Dr. Sue and a whole bunch of links just come up. Just do it.
Exactly.
You know, she's on iTunes. Download her links. Listen. Tune in. I was definitely trying to do that before the Intune show came on, but I was having problems with Blog Talk, but I'm about to email them a strong letter of threat. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody again for staying in tune this long with us. We normally on for an hour, so we'll keep it concise and to the point next time. Dr. Sue, thank you for everything that you do. You have a great evening, and I will see you guys on Twitter.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Dr. Sue. Yeah, so for all those that are still in tune for the moment, I just want you guys to know that we're on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock with Miss Regina and Imprinted Soul Radio. And Friday night, I'm going to be meeting John B. in person with Jagged Edge. And Saturday night, we're going to have Miss Stephanie Mills in tune at 6 p.m. Eastern. So for all those who know Stephanie Mills and know how awesome she is, tune in this Saturday, August 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if she's going to be on long or whatever the case may be, but just be in tune for that joyous moment because I am super, super hyped for everybody that tunes in tonight. Ms. V, Foot, you know, Lady Devilish, Dr. Sue, of course, all the guests, Phoenix, and all the other people that were logged out because the show is over. I just want to thank you so much for, you know, spending that extra time with us. We really appreciate it. Tune in to Dr. Sue's show, In Bed with Dr. Sue, every 2 weeks, and that's every second Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Get in tune with Dr. Sue's review at drsuereview.com. There's a lot of yummy stuff on there. And definitely check out my website, theintuneshow.com. Get in tune, guys. Until tomorrow night, babies, you guys, you know, keep it sexy, you know? Keep it sexy, keep it fresh, and keep it furry. Keep it foot. Keep it, you know, whatever the hell it is that turns you on, guys. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon.
Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.